Vinny, good evening.
Hello there, Keith. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you, Vinny.
I know that that's not true, Keith, because the food bill's coming through.
Well, I don't know whether it is, mate. I don't know whether it is. I've got a sneaking feeling we might win this one.
Well, I wanted to talk about kind of journalists who tell the truth, and I class you as among that very small minority, Keith, and New Zealand's kind of lucky to have you on the airwaves, to be frank. I'm Vinny Eastwood. I'm the guy who did the John Key, who owns shares in Bank of America video.
That's right, yes.
Pretty sure you mentioned that one. And the whole food bill thing, it kind of really freaks me out. And when you speak out against things and you tell the truth about it, you kind of get a bit of a talking to sometimes.
Yes.
I remember I spoke to Melanie Reed, who made that 60 Minutes thing about the swine flu being cured by vitamin C.
Yeah.
How it gets kind of suppressed and all that.
Yeah.
And she told me that she got one hell of a talking to after that, after she kind of aired that doco. And I was wondering, did you get a little bit of a talking to too, Keith, or am I just speculating?
I've had a couple of interesting emails, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I think part of it is because the real power brokers have been on holiday and I haven't had the phone call. And but we'll wait and see what happens. It's early days yet, and we'll just see what happens. And it's happened before, and I know the way it comes in, and I know where I'm expecting it from, and I'm ready for it. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, I had a discussion on my radio show today. Do you mind if I get my radio show?
No, not at all.
It's the Vinny Eastwood Show. It's on 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. And I'd actually like to invite you on my show, Keith, to just kind of, talk about whatever you like to talk about. I sort of give it as a platform to all sorts of people, New Zealand activists and radio personalities, musicians,
okay.
that kind of thing.
Yep.
Just to allow people to get a bit of info straight from the horse's mouth, nice and fun for you.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, Keith.
Always interested. If there's stuff that needs to be addressed, that's our job to address it. Whatever format we can go to.
The food bill itself, it's basically cut and paste from Codex Alimentarius. Have you heard of Codex Alimentarius?
I know all about Codex Alimentarius. Yep.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't know about this, and basically just a quick brief run through for people. It's Codex Alimentarius means food code, basically.
It means food book.
Yeah. International laws for how food is traded, governed, shipped.
Et cetera. That's right. Yep.
Okay. And the underlying principle of which is all vitamins are now classified as toxins. That's insane. And all toxins are now classified as vitamins and minerals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's in natural health therapies, things of that nature that aren't pushing incredibly toxic pharmacological drugs, yeah, they won't be in business for too much longer. And that's the whole point of it, is to have entire control over the world's food supply and medicines. And that's Codex Alimentarius in a nutshell.
I disagree with you in that, Vinny. I think what we have, the Codex, is a sword, and it's two-edged. And what we have to be careful of is when you let – it's when you make any law, the law can either work on behalf of the people or against the people. Laws per se aren't a bad thing. The Codex per se isn't a bad thing. What we've let happen is we've let the pharmaceutical companies enforce their position over the Codex, the big corporations. The Codex itself is not a bad thing. We just have to manage it better. That's what we're trying to do with the food bill. Let's make sure that those people who have a vested interest in corporate business don't get control of international food.
Well, can I ask you something, Keith? How many people died in the last year due to problems in the food? You know, food poisoning, that kind of thing.
Food poisoning in New Zealand?
Yeah.
About seven.
I heard six this morning.
Well, six or seven.
How many people died of pharmacological drugs and medical misadventure
in New Zealand?
In New Zealand.
1,300?
4,000.
It was 4,000 is a bit extreme.
It needs to be regulated. It's those bloody pharmaceutical scumbags.
Well, you're dead right. You're dead right. I mean, this is the thing that people have real trouble getting their heads around. I noticed that SmithKline had another $400 million US dollar bill for defrauding the public just before Christmas. And you kind of wonder how a company can keep credibility when it's been taken to court and found guilty of fraud on the public.
It's called perception management. It's a technique come up with Edward Bernays, the founder of propaganda.
Yep.
And basically, it's just the old Goebbelsian technique, was if you tell a lie that's big enough and often enough, people will begin to believe it. And we've been told many times there's a cure for every ill and there's a pill for every condition you could ever come up with or make up off the top of your head, as psychiatrists do. but the real problem here is I find that people just kind of don't realize the power they have as a consumer, as an individual. Like my friend who's sitting next to me, for example, he had this mickey-ass toothache, like the worst he's ever had in his life. You know what he did, Keith? He rubbed some freaking raw garlic on it and ate some of it, and it went away, and it didn't come back.
Mm.
We've got the ability to use superfoods and stuff that we're growing in our own garden, but what do we do instead? We go to a doctor who gives us a $40 bill and some toxic chemical that's going to wind up doing more damage than good.
Yep, you're dead right, Vinny. That is the case far too often. Often the best thing that you can do is not take anything, because it will go away. But in some cases, you need to take something, and often a natural remedy is the best alternative. But I stick by what I said. I think that just because an international food regulation regime does have the potential to empower the wrong people, it also has the potential to empower the right people. That's us. That's what we should be making sure happens. Don't be scared of making laws. Just be scared of make sure we don't make bad laws.
Really, the man on the street who was even aware of it. I mean, I would ask your listeners, you know, right now, raise your hand if you know about Codex Alimentarius. I don't see any hands. You know, it's something that is relatively unknown. And in my experience, when things are unknown and they have a huge amount of power behind them, for good or for bad, if it's kept from the people to a large extent, very few people know about it, the intentions are usually not that great. And I've interviewed a guy named Dr. Scott Tipps, who actually sits on the board of Codex Alimentarius and sits on their meetings. And what I've told you, I told him, and he said, yep, that's 100% what it is. Because he's there, he's doing it, and that's exactly what it is.
That's an interesting one, Vinny. I must see what more I can dig up. But certainly my inquiries into the Codex and some of the people that have been involved in it that I know that I've been talking to don't have that view. So it'll be interesting to see which way it goes. Thanks for the call. Nice to talk to you. I have to take an ad break. I'll do that right now. I'll be back in just a second.